This is the New Standard Radio News Update for the week ending December 15th. I'm Michelle Chen. Advocates for the homeless in Orlando say they'll appeal a judge's decision to throw out part of a lawsuit challenging restrictions on public meal programs in downtown parks. The ACLU and other groups have been fighting a city ordinance passed last summer that requires a permit to legally hold large-scale feedings in the parks. The ordinance also limits permits to 2 per person per year. Tensions between homeless people and Orlando city officials have heightened after sweeps of homeless encampments. George Crossley is chair with the Central Florida ACLU.
I've been ACLU chapter chair for almost 2 years now, and this thing has been the worst thing I've ever dealt with so far. I mean, these people are treated like dirt, and they're human beings. They take away their dignity, they take away their self-worth, and then they step on them.
The ACLU is pursuing an emergency injunction to stop city officials from seizing homeless people's belongings. Over the next few months, people across the country will be deciding between staying warm and staying fed. The soaring cost of heating fuel now rivals food, health care, and other essential expenses that burden low-income households. In a recent survey of people using emergency food assistance, over 40% of households said they had been forced to choose between buying food and paying for utilities or heat within the past year. The survey was conducted by the National Food Bank Network, America's Second Harvest. Social service organizations trace the so-called heat or eat dilemma to an overlap of fluctuating energy markets and a disintegrating public safety net. Mark Wolf is executive director of the National Energy Assistance Directors Association.
When people say, gee, it's heat or eat, I mean, they're right in a way, but it's more that you have a large number of families in the United States who just barely have enough money to live. And so anything for them is a catastrophe. And high energy bills is a catastrophe, but so is, you know, a car breaking down or a child getting sick, all these things.
This year, the federal government will provide about $2 billion in utility assistance through the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. State administrators have requested more than $5 billion to meet growing needs. Service workers for several hotels near the Los Angeles International Airport went on a hunger strike recently to garner public support for their struggle for better wages and working conditions. According to researchers with the Los Angeles Economic Roundtable, there are approximately 3,500 hourly wage workers in the area surrounding the airport, who collectively earn less than average compared with hotel workers throughout the county. The city council recently passed living wage ordinances to boost area incomes, but local hotels are campaigning to have the laws overturned. The fast ended Tuesday. Despite a court order demanding that the government impose limits on mercury emissions from industrial cement kilns, the EPA finalized a rule last week that fails to do so. Cement kilns release more than 6.5 tons of toxic mercury into the air each year. A recent Government Accountability Office report said the EPA has generally failed to properly control the release of toxic chemicals into the air, as mandated by the 1990 Clean Air Act. Nearly 2 months ago, chemical giant DuPont touted a study that it claims found no increased mortality caused by the controversial chemical PFOA. Now, the company has finally shared that study with the United Steelworkers. United Steelworkers represents about 1,800 DuPont workers. Joe Drexler is manager of strategic planning and research for the union.
We don't understand at all why there is such secrecy around this. If, in fact, DuPont's statement that PFOA has no harmful effects is correct, we believe quite the opposite, and that's the reason for the secrecy. That's the reason for their refusal to provide information.
DuPont still will not release the study to the public, and a spokesperson told TNS that United Steelworkers will be bound by company copyright rules, stating they cannot distribute the study without DuPont's permission. The New Standard is a 100% reader-funded, independent hard news website dedicated to current events reporting and investigative journalism that emphasizes the public interest. To read full coverage of these stories and more by TNS journalists, go to newstandardnews.net.